This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Clashes erupted at a protest against police violence on the streets of Paris Saturday as protesters hurled projectiles and police fired back tear gas. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
A standoff on the streets of Paris as dozens of hooded protesters hurled projectiles at riot police, smashed up shop windows, torched cars, and burned barricades during a demonstration against police brutality. Police fired back volleys of tear gas. Thousands had set out marching peacefully before the clashes erupted to urge French President Emmanuel Macron's ruling party to scrap a draft security law they fear would curb civil liberties. The bill would restrict rights to circulate images of police officers on duty, which critics say would make it harder to hold the police to account in a country where rights groups allege systemic racism. A backlash against the law was intensified by the beating of a black man, music producer Michel Zecler, by several police officers.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Moscow began distributing the Sputnik V COVID-19 shot in 70 clinics on Saturday, marking Russia's first mass vaccination against the disease. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The advanced trial of the vaccine is still ongoing, but the shots had already been offered to people from high-risk groups. President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday ordered the government to stage large-scale vaccination in Russia by the end of next week, with medical workers and teachers the first in line. The vaccine received the go-ahead after being tested on only several dozen people, which has drawn considerable criticism at home and abroad. Health experts say the vaccine needs to complete advanced studies among tens of thousands of people to ensure safety and effectiveness. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of opposition supporters marched across the Armenian capital, Yerevan, on Saturday to push for the resignation of Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan over his handling of the conflict with Azerbaijan in Nagorno-Karabakh. More than 20,000 protesters rallied in Yerevan on Saturday, chanting "Nikol, you traitor," and "Nikol, go away," then marched to the Prime Minister's official residence. Armenia's opposition parties warned Pashinyan there would be civil disobedience across the country if he does not resign by noon on Tuesday. He has refused to step down, defending a peace agreement as a painful but necessary move that prevented Azerbaijan from overrunning the entire Nagorno-Karabakh region. In 44 days of fighting that began September 27th, Azerbaijani troops routed the Armenians, forcing Armenia to accept a November 10th peace deal that saw the return to Azerbaijan of a significant part of the separatist region. Clashes erupted on Saturday between Palestinians and Israeli soldiers in the occupied West Bank as hundreds of Palestinians mourned the death of a 13-year-old who died after being shot by Israeli troops. The Palestinian Health Ministry said Ali Abu Aliyah was hit in the stomach and died later at a hospital on Friday. The Israeli military said dozens of rioters hurled rocks at Israeli soldiers and border police, who responded with riot dispersal means. It denied its forces used live ammunition. On Saturday, mourners carried the teenager's body, wrapped in a Palestinian flag, through the streets, chanting, "With soul and blood, we will redeem you, you martyr." Coronavirus infections continue to spread at record levels in the United States. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Data compiled by Johns Hopkins University show the U.S. hit another daily high Friday with nearly 228,000 new confirmed cases. That's 10,000 more than the previous high set just the day before. And the seven-day rolling average of deaths in the U.S. attributed to COVID-19 has passed 2,000 for the first time since spring. 2 weeks ago, the seven-day average was just below 1,500. Johns Hopkins numbers show some 2,607 Americans were reported to have died of infections on Friday. The global death toll is now more than 1.5 million people, including more than 279,000 in the U.S. I'm Ben Thomas.
An historic church in Lower Manhattan, whose congregation dates to the 1620s, burned on Saturday. The Middle Collegiate Church in the East Village burned after fire spread from a five-story vacant building next door. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.